You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
I'm Dani Shapiro, and this is The Way We Live Now. Today is day 104, since many of us have been thankful for the miracle that is frozen pizza, and day 50 of this podcast. I've been a student of yoga for a very long time and have studied with a great many teachers all over the country, all over the world. I've been thinking about yoga teachers during the pandemic. Many are conducting virtual Zoom classes and offering their insights on social media, but it's got to be hard. Today, my guest is one of my favorite yoga teachers and human beings anywhere, Ali Hamilton. Ali, thank you so much for joining me to talk about The Way We Live Now.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I'd like to begin by your telling us where you are right now. Like, paint a picture for us of where you're sitting as we're having this conversation, what you're looking at, what's around you.
So right now I'm in the studio. I have a yoga and wellness website called yogisanonymous.com. And I'm in the studio where I film and where I edit classes and process them and pick thumbnails and do my accounting. That's where I am. So I'm looking at yoga mats and blocks and straps and computers and lights. And
and where is the studio located?
In Santa Monica.
I'm wondering when, for you, the pandemic really registered as this is happening, this is here, this is huge, and this is going to affect me and everyone I love.
I think for everyone, probably the date was March 13th. I was supposed to take my kids camping for the weekend. And, you know, it just, I had been the day before putting a tent up in my living room because I've never done that before. So I was doing a practice run. Yeah. And just trying to make sure that when we were at Joshua Tree, I was going to be able to actually put a tent up. And then the morning of, you know, school was canceled. Everything just started to have a very strange tone to it. There were emails coming from both of my kids' schools and the teachers who had organized this. It was an eighth grade camping trip that I was going to take the kids on. And they were, you know, emailing and saying, you know, just so you know, there isn't a lot of running water at the campsite, so washing hands might not be so easy. And, you know, you just should kind of know going into this, like, we're not really sure what's happening. And it just became a no for me by the end of, you know, I just looked at my kids and said, you know, something feels really off about this.
You know, you're talking about that feeling in your gut, and I'm thinking you're a yoga teacher. And
yeah.
You are more in touch with the signals that your body sends, you know, the sort of mind-body connection than a lot of people walking around generally.
I am now. I've been practicing, you know, I'm coming up on 30 years. So I certainly had times in my life where I was not in tune with those signals. But these days, yeah, if it feels like a no, I'm, you know, it's a no. I just, especially with my kids in the mix, nothing felt like a yes for me. So, yeah.
Well, and it's interesting too, because it's not an intellectual no, it's a visceral no. And I think there's a lot that people have been experiencing during this time of needing to check in with our instincts, what feels right, what doesn't feel right. And I guess I'm really only trying to point out that you've had a lot of practice in doing that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that part of what's happened for so many people throughout, you know, these last few months is we're inundated with information. You know, if we're talking about COVID-19, there's been a lot of contradictory information. It's been hard to, you know, even if you're paying attention and you're absorbing the news, ultimately, you know, you have to make decisions for yourself and your family about what feels right and, you know, what sheltering in place means for you and how careful you're being. I know people who are sort of like on the high end of the spectrum and people who are walking around as if everything's normal. And there's, you know, there's everything in between. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of it is having to do with what feels right for you. And I've certainly seen a lot of that in Los Angeles. You know, we live in Santa Monica, and even just going outside, you know, we're wearing masks. I mean, and if I'm walking the dog, I have a mask on. But not everybody does. You know, you're supposed to, but not everybody does. And so it's like everything in life. You know, you have this information that's coming in, and then you're trying to interpret and figure out, okay, well, what am I making of this information, and what feels right for me? How am I going to respond to it?
As a yoga teacher, what has this period of time since mid-March been like for you?
It's been really challenging. So I have a subscription site. So I've got, you know, subscribers from all over the world. And when I am teaching, you know, I know that a class that I'm teaching in Santa Monica, somebody might be taking it in the south of France or Thailand or, you know, and so if I'm on social media or if I'm sending out a newsletter, that's where it's going. You know, I don't know exactly who's receiving. A lot of the subscribers are here in the United States, but I'm always trying to speak to everyone if I'm writing something, you know. And what's been happening, I mean, none of us could have ever, 2020 has just been, you know, I've never seen a year like this. And I know we're all sort of in that same boat. But I think through the yoga lens, what's been happening is this high level of uncertainty everywhere, that everyone is dealing with at the same time. And, you know, I know you've been practicing for years and years, so this won't be new to you, but I think a big part of the practice is sort of opening to the reality that everything is always uncertain, and changing all the time. And that, you know, it's very easy for us to get into this frame of mind where we feel like we have our plans and our deadlines and our schedules and, you know, these things that we do, like, oh, Monday and Wednesday, I go to my favorite yoga class and I put my mat down in the same spot. And, you know, Tuesday morning, I do my grocery shopping. And Thursday, I meet my friend for coffee. You know, we have all these things that we plan. And I think those things make us feel a little bit more like we're in control. You know, we have some say over our fate and our destiny. And I think that's always a bit of an illusion, right? That we all know on any day our plans can be totally turned upside down. Certainly you had a year like that the year before, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just it's easy for us to kind of lull ourselves from remembering that we don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. And I think the difference with the coronavirus is that it was a worldwide experience in uncertainty, a collective experience. And we're all going through that. Because I think for us, for individuals, things happen. Someone gets sick suddenly and everything changes in a day, or we lose someone and everything changes, right? Like we have that perspective shift where we've lost someone and they're gone and we can't believe it. And yet, you know, there's somebody buying toothpaste somewhere right now, you know, and it seems hard to understand, like, how's the world going on while I'm sustaining this incredible loss? But we sort of had that collective experience, which is, I think, really unusual. And what I experienced from people that I'm speaking to, like the subscribers around the world, was this feeling of like intense vulnerability. I think all the things that we normally count on to feel like we are in control, we are less vulnerable, we do have some say over what happens, we're kind of like pulled from us all at once. And I think that a lot of people were feeling intense discomfort having to sit in that reality that we're not driving this bus and we're not in control. You know, we don't get to tell the ocean what to do. We don't get to tell this virus what to do. You know, these things happen. And we are, you know, we are at the mercy of this uncertainty that exists, just that being a human being. And I think part of the practice is like, you know, opening to that reality and trying not to take it for granted, you know, that, you know, today is Monday and I know this is going to happen, to kind of remind yourself that there's no such thing as a regular day and that anything could change at any time. And you don't want to forget to appreciate what a gift it is just to wake up in the morning, even if the world is on fire. You know, we're here together and we have an opportunity to do better and to talk to each other and to care more and to try to right the things that are not right. And that's a gift, you know, and to try not to. That's such a huge part of the practice, is to try to stay in that awareness that we're lucky to be here, you know, and to have a chance. And I always talk about what is happening, you know, in the world, because to me, that's the point of practicing, is we're going to, you know, you're looking at what's in front of you and you're trying to figure out, okay, what comes up for me in the face of this and how am I going to respond? And so I had been doing these live talks and meditations every Friday before this all happened. And then once it happened, I felt really daunted and humbled and intimidated. You know, how am I going to have a conversation this Friday about like a global pandemic? You know, I don't have a frame of reference for this. I don't have any brilliant words for the, you know, I'm swimming in this like shock as well. And thankfully, you know, I found over the years, the best way to teach is just to be really honest and really open. And that's what I was doing. And I think talking about the vulnerability and the fact that like, you can't go to a yoga class and put your mat down in your spot, you know, right now, you can't do that. And you can't go meet your friend for coffee at your favorite place right now. And the resistance, you know, that people were feeling, and the fear and the, you know, anxiety, all these emotions are so big. And this is the point of practicing, is to have some tools to calm the nervous system. So that's what I was trying to do with the talks and meditations on Friday. And I have this page, I was doing it on all the different social media places I could, just free, like, here's a breathing exercise, you know, here's a meditation, here's a grounding exercise. Just feel the soles of your feet on the floor if you feel like you're spinning, you know, just feel your breath, like, where are you feeling your breath in your body right now? Just trying to help people land in the moment for a minute and calm the nervous system. And so I just kind of had that as my goal, let me just try to offer some tools here to help everybody just take a deep breath and try to ground themselves so that we can, figure out together what is the next right move. That's where I was for several weeks. And then George Floyd happened. My heart just broke. It just broke. And I think that's what we're seeing, around us in the country and across the world. It's just this absolute kind of global heartbreak and outrage. Like, no, this is just not okay. And we have to do better. But personally, as a teacher, I was like, oh, wow. Okay. So now how do you practice and teach in the face of this unbelievable level of heartbreak? And whether I'm teaching a class or I'm writing a blog post or I'm writing, peer, I'm always trying to talk about how do we apply this yoga practice to our lives, and there may be people listening who don't practice yoga, and that's completely fine. But for me, my passion is how do you take this practice and use it for your regular daily life, your yoga practice. The whole point of getting on your mat for 90 minutes is to figure out what's happening within me. Are there places that need healing? Are there places in here where I'm numbing or denying or running or, not things that I just don't want to deal with? Can I bring those things to the surface and actually work through them so that when I get off my mat, I can be the most loving, empathetic, tuned in version of myself?
It seems to me that, and I've thought a lot about this too, that in the pandemic and in the slowing down, whether it's people who practice yoga or have any kind of spiritual practice or belief system that it sustains them, the slowing down is its own form of like almost forcing self-inquiry. And then the death of George Floyd, there was this sense that it cracked everybody open who we, meaning, sort of humanity around the globe, were in a place where we were available and present to be cracked open. We weren't just jumping, to our next, meeting or plan, as you were talking about. I guess the last question I have for you is, what do you do for yourself that is allowing you to fill up so that you have the oxygen to give others, and what's bringing you hope right now?
For sure, for me, I get on my mat and I just try to, allow whatever I'm feeling to come to the surface. And, I filmed a class last week and I was in frog pose and I just was crying. And I thought in the moment, I might not post this, but I posted it because I thought, this is what it is. You kind of have to let yourself feel whatever it is that you're feeling in order to figure out how to act. And so for me, I've been on my mat and I've been meditating. And those are the things that really help me. And I've also been reading and listening to TED Talks and watching films and really trying to educate myself. I've also been much more engaged with like my local government. This has been a real awakening for me as a human being and a teacher and just a mother and a person in the world to understand that, we have a lot of power in our democracy if we don't go to sleep. I will openly say this to you or anyone. I've never missed a, presidential election. Every 4 years I'm there, but there are all these local elections. And if you write to your mayor, they write back, there are council members. And I wrote to the AG's office in New Jersey because I was upset and they wrote back. So for me, I'm trying to like learn, and that is actually helping me a lot to stay sane and to feel like I'm at least trying to learn how to be part of the solution, you know, that's giving me a lot of comfort. And I think that's also filling my tank in addition to all the practices I've always, you know, I do all the time, like the yoga and meditating is that part of it too, just educating myself.
That's great. Allie, this has been such an illuminating conversation. And I look forward to the next time that we can unroll our mats together.
Me too. I look forward to that a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to The Way We Live Now. Tell us the way you're living now. We want to hear. Call us on, you might want to get a pen for this, 909-713-8995. That's 909-713-8995. And record your story, and we might just use it on the pod. Also, you can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/thewaywelivenowpod. We are creating a community here, and we would love for you to join us. You can find me on Instagram at Danny Ryder. The Way We Live Now is a production of iHeartRadio. It's produced by Lowell Berlanti. Beth Ann Macaluso is executive producer. Special thanks to Tristan McNeil and Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
See new things, try new things, go back centuries while living in the moment, forge new paths while discovering old ones, pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.